Happy Days, and Joni Loves Chachi has died. Police in Harrison County, Indiana, say that she had been found unresponsive after authorities received a 911 call. She was 56 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon. You're joining a fun-filled episode of We the People Radio. We have a full studio today, which doesn't always happen. Usually we have a full phone line, and then we get disconnected, and we have all that kind of jockeying. Not today. Today we have live people. So my name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin, and we're all live.
Yeah, today we're all live. And Bill is...
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Pointing at the screen. Okay.
Yeah.
Do the commercial. And then we'll introduce these guys.
Oh, well, we want to thank our sponsors, Powerhouse Solar, for sponsoring this hour. Bruce and Sue Blake will fix you up for any kind of solar needs you might have. And right now, you might want to think about heating up that pool. Might be a little chilly.
Yeah,
jump
before
in
it's
right
90
now.
Degrees.
Yeah, you can heat it up and start swimming right now.
Get a little head start.
Yeah, Powerhouse Solar, you can get them at, reach them at 530-275-5600. Or get them on the web at www.powerhousesolar.com.
Check.
Yeah, there you go.
And then there are several other people who sponsor the show every month, but they like to remain nameless. But We thank them anyway.
We absolutely do thank them.
We thank
them.
The Nameless.
Big part of the show.
The second hour will be sponsored by the Nameless.
Their last name is not Coke.
Yeah, no. No, and they're not brothers. Actually, they're ladies. All right. So we decided, it was one of those weeks. It was kind of one of those crazy weeks. And it was like, well, should we play an archive or what should we do? And yesterday I was down at an event in Willows for a World War II veteran who was turning 95 years old. Been an art teacher at the high school there, and they were doing an art sale. It was very cool. And I ran into the Roberts family. Well, the only part of the Roberts family I really dealt with very much was Danielle. Is she going to join us or no?
I'm not sure.
No, we're not sure. Okay. Might shoot her a text message and see if she wants to jump on with us. I don't know what she was doing today. But people would remember her name, and she's in our archives because we speak to her about forestry all the time. So she's one of our go-to people on forestry. And then I got to talking to her mom and her dad and her brother and his girlfriend, and they were all at the town hall at Congressman LaMalfa's town hall on Wednesday, which was really the least crazy of all of them. Although the people who were there thought it was crazy, so
I still wore a flak jacket and a helmet, though. I felt safe.
Yeah, maybe the rest of us who went to more than one were, well, Orville.
Yeah, I was well prepared.
Orville was really bad.
Oh, that was bad.
We have a clip of that I've emailed to you. Just a kind of a snapshot. You see this on the news sometimes, and then we hear about it, and the Republicans are hiding, and they don't want to do these town halls, and people want to voice their opinion. And then you get down to what really happens and what you really can achieve by doing that, and you start looking at, how worth it is this? So, obviously, you guys were in the line for, 2 hours? So we thought we'd get some perspective of what was going on out in the crazy line. If you if you want more information or you want to get a hold of us or whatever, you can do that at wethepeopleradio.us. And our phone line, since we are live today, and this is kind of a community topic. Okay, we'll call it that, a community topic. You can reach us at 530-605-4567. Okay. Got that all out of the way. So Karen and Michael. So Karen's the mom. Michael's the son. Nikki's in the cone of silence over there. We ran out of headsets. So Nikki will be representing Get Smart in the cone of silence over there. for those of you who remember that. So who wants to start? They all point at each other. I love radio.
I'll go ahead and start. I was heading on my way home. Midday, and I saw a huge line outside of the Sequoia School.
It's a middle school.
Just a
regular middle school downtown with no parking.
With zero parking. And
on a good day.
I saw all these signs. Don't build the wall. Climate change. Crime is an issue, which I think everyone agrees crime's an issue. And
And this was like what time? Because this thing started at 5:30.
This was probably about 2:30.
No kidding. That early?
They were early. So
wow.
I went ahead and called my family, said, hey, there's already a large line out here. We need to get down there. So I jumped in line. And while I was there, I was kind of shocked at what took place.
What did your sign say?
His sign said, I was just at work. And
got off work.
Oh, you had a job, so you couldn't be there at 2:30.
Yeah, I couldn't be there too early.
And you don't work in arts and crafts, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't have free materials to make a sign.
So people are going down the rows handing out signs. They said, don't worry about this. The county, this is all paid for with the county funds. I guess they had
What was? The signs?
The signs. They had.
Stop it.
They had their signs printed at the county offices. So all the agree and disagree, they were bragging about how they had the county funds pay for all their printing costs.
Really?
Yes.
No
my
kidding.
Tax dollars at work.
Yes.
How that? Did you ever find out how that?
I don't. I will say that I did take one because I was trying to blend in a little bit.
Well, you paid for it.
Good for you.
I paid for it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I grabbed a couple signs and grabbed a couple extras. So they started going down the line as these people were handing out signs. They started talking about what to do when you get inside the event, what to say, how to position your arms to block people behind you that may disagree with what you're saying, how to disrupt the speaker on shouting out, answer the question, and different displays of ways to interrupt them, get back to the point. And
oh, so they were actually telling them exactly what to say.
Exactly what to say. And that's why when they were screaming out, when I found out later, they were all screaming the same thing, and that's because they...
So they had the answers before they got the question.
They did.
Okay.
And they actually handed out a flyer that stated, you need to say this, get back to the, you know, get back to the point, and...
I should have printed them out, but they are online.
Yes.
The flyers are?
You scanned them to me, or Danielle scanned...
I scanned them to you.
Yep. That's right. And it was like 11 o'clock last night.
Yes.
Yeah, so these, do you want to do them in the order? I mean, I'm not going to read them all, but
yeah,
are
we,
you in there?
We can, let me pull
this. So there was one, Town Hall Questions by Indivisible Shasta. Town Hall is your chance to tell Congressman LaMalfa how you feel about issues important to you and ask him questions about his position. Personalize your question with your own concerns and perspectives. I mean, so far, so good,
okay, yeah,
right? None of that's out of the ordinary.
No problem with that. That sounds good.
Insist on your full allotted minute to speak to your question or comment. I don't think anybody got cheated out of their minute. But most of the people had big, long sheets. Their questions were gigantic. It was 5 minutes of diatribe and then, like, question at the end. So they didn't prep that part very well.
Yeah, and then within this, when they were talking about it,
right,
they were displaying, so when they were saying that, make sure you yell it out, so to just get him off his point of track.
Make it awkward and uncomfortable or whatever?
Exactly.
Huh, wow, that's helpful. So obviously it was designed to be a learning experience, and everybody went there to learn.
Yes, they came with an open mind, of course.
Yeah, because there were two of the questions. Were these questions that they wanted people to ask? Because it said, would you, if asked, give President Trump authorization to expand the war in Syria? And then they had like a variety of like sub-questions if that one already happened. And then as part of tax reform or Republican tax reform, it's all very partisan.
Oh, yes.
I mean, none of this was – did they say who they were? Just out of curiosity.
Some of them said they were from the Grass Valley area.
Big shock. So the Grass Valley people were also in Oroville.
Oroville.
Because a whole bunch of people, if you watch there's like a 10 or 11 part video on YouTube, if you can stand to listen to that much screaming, they all said, I'm from Grass Valley.
Yes.
So if people are upset that they didn't have a chance to ask questions at their own local town hall, you can send a letter to Grass Valley, care of professional protesters. And
maybe that explains why so many of them that stood up to make their comments said, I'm from the local area.
Yeah, that was at this one.
Yeah, that was at
the
Reading
Town Hall. I think because there was some pushback that the Grass Valley people were showing up at all of them.
Yes.
No, did you guys see how people were getting there? Because somebody, I don't know if it was you guys, somebody mentioned there were like, you know, little buses bringing people and dropping them off.
I heard that, but that group was together when I was there.
Oh, okay.
They had already gotten there. So.
Well, there was one lady there from Grass Valley, said she was from Grass Valley, and towards the end of her comment, she said, I came with the group, and she pointed out to the crowd, and they all jumped up and started screaming. So there was obviously a group from out of the area that came there to disrupt.
And one of the flyers said, it was from Oakland.
Oh, that's
great. The papers that
you have. Is that one of them
on here? Yeah, it is sponsored by a group out of Oakland.
Huh.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's great.
So whether they're there, you know, if they came with an open mind and let everyone speak versus just the...
Oh, yeah. That's interesting because that's the outfit I was telling you about, the California Alliance for Retired Americans out of Oakland. And that's the fourth flyer we have posted on here. Age and youth, let's stand together, save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And I think it's interesting in that flyer, like right smack in the middle of it, it says, did you know that Congressman LaMalfa has continually voted to cut and privatize these programs? Well, okay, they've never had a vote to privatize those programs, so how could he have voted on that? So I think it's interesting. I mean, they don't even tell the truth on their own material. Kind of bizarre. What are you looking at over there?
Yeah, I was actually just looking at that as well. And then there was a couple, the indivisible Shasta also came down. There was a couple from there. And they had tips on the questions from the their guide.
What the kinds of things they should be asking?
Yeah, yeah, like don't settle for talking point. And I believe they referred to Mr. LaMalfa's MOCs. Loves to fall back on canned responses. Don't let him. Insist that he engage with your humanity and answer your real question. And real's capitalized. Know your own strengths. If you do not choose to ask a question, know your presence at a town hall and vitally is vitally important, and you support others in the room. So that kind of goes along with what I was talking about, where they were talking about positioning your arms to block the people.
I like the one line here. It says, insist that they engage in your humanity.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
What is that?
It's kind of like, bizarre. Well, and the format, I mean, in order to get through the most people to do a one-minute comment, and there were a lot of people there who couldn't actually tell time. We had some math problems, too. Yeah. They were really upset that they thought it was unfair that it was a one-minute comment and a one-minute comment. Then on the other side of the room, it was a one-minute question and a one-minute answer, which should be 2 = 2.
Yeah, but they had
That's not fair. The same. That's not the same. It's like,
you're giving more comments than questions.
That is the same.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you answer some of these things. You know, they want a long answer. But if we were going to clip over, I guess we better take a break. If we were going to clip over to the Oroville Town Hall, what you would hear when the answer went longer than about 30 seconds, once the congressman went past 30 seconds, they just shouted him down. So they demand an answer that's comprehensive, but you can't actually do the comprehensive answer because no one can hear it.
Yeah,
well, it's a quandary.
It's not the answer they want.
I think they need to resituate their goals.
Yeah,
like what do we really want? Christmas is coming.
Yes,
maybe they'll get it. We need to take a really quick break. If you'd like to look at these flyers and dissect them yourself, you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You're not lying, are you?
And then maybe we'll talk about some other stuff because Bob's not pushing the button. Oh, Bob is pushing the button.
There he goes.
We'll be right back.
Don't be a liar, Bob.
Yeah, liar! We're going to scream liar over here.
Liar!
In our most civil way.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com. Show.
Song.
shout,
let it all out. Amazing. So we're kind of recapping a town hall that we all attended on Wednesday night in the First District of California with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. That was his third of a series, and I had been to all three. Bill had been to two. You went to two. You went to the really big one in Nevada County that had just shy of 1,500 people.
Yeah, that was a packed house.
I'm the only one who got to the one in Oroville.
Oroville had like 500 people. Completely out of control.
Wildly out of control.
Grass Valley, the one I went to, was mildly out of control. I was actually pretty shocked at the way people behaved at that one. But then when Oroville happened, 2 weeks later,
it was
absolute mayhem in there. I just couldn't believe people. You know, when you step back and look at what these people are upset about, is that how you behave in public? I mean, do you behave that way anywhere else?
Bill, we were laughing on our way over here. Bill's like, you know, if a guy came in into the, you know, the tractor place and
– yeah, and it was saying I asked for a part and I brought it to him and he said I asked for two. Do I just stand up and go, you're a liar, liar? And then I ask him, did you ask for one or ask for two? Well, when I came in, I answer the question. I mean,
yeah, because that's how we act all the
time.
That's
how you act.
That's how everyone acts.
That's acceptable behavior. And,
yeah, grocery store.
Yeah, you go to these town halls and you look at the way these people were acting, and I was shocked that they wouldn't act that way anywhere else. And why would you act that way in public and be so upset over something that, I mean, with a civil tongue and a conversation, you could probably I know you could achieve a lot more, but that wasn't their agenda when they got there. Their agenda was to disrupt, shut down the meeting. They didn't want answers. I mean, anytime they tried to give a long answer, it was
shut it off. Well, we were talking during the break. There was it was interesting. There was one young man, and he waited until halfway through the event to get in line to ask a question, and then ran out of time and was hysterical that he couldn't ask a question. But there was a girl roughly the same age who jumped in the question line right at the beginning, asked her question, shot across the room, and she actually was able to make a one-minute comment. So I don't know. You know, it was fun to watch the strategies. I guess I sort of enjoyed that part. What did you guys see from outside before you came in? I mean, you were mentioning that
when we got there, my son had called us and said, Mom, they're lining up.
It's out of control.
Yeah, and, well, there's tons of people. And we had gone to a meeting there before, and you're limited seating. So we wanted to make sure that we got in to hear what was happening. So when we got there, I felt like, you know, we were one of the few people that were not part of the different groups, because we must have been handed at least 10, 15 different, some of the same brochures, but and everybody kept talking, knew each other, but the three of
except
us.
Except for you guys.
Except for us and everybody behind us. And, I mean, there was quite a few. There was people with signs, all kinds of signs, somebody playing the drums out there.
Oh, you can't go to an event without some drums.
That's kind of a new phenomenon.
Some
of the people behind us, you know, started engaging in conversation of what we believed in. One lady who works for the county, a county employee here in Chester County.
Probably the one who made the signs on county time with county.
I don't know. She said she was in nursing because she asked me what I thought about the Covered California. And I says, well, you know, when you have people's premiums raising, I says, my brother, for instance, is only 62. His premiums went from $380-something to $800-something.
Yes. We resemble that.
And, you know, he is a very liberal Democrat, and he cannot believe that his premiums now are 800 and something when he only gets 1200 Social Security.
He's got to be lying.
Well,
everybody's happy with that program. Everybody's happy with it.
And so, but his wife works. So these people were asking, well, how much money do they make? Well, they could go on government assistance, and the government will pay that. And I says, we are the government. Then
you are a big hater.
I said, the government's. And she goes, well, we don't have a problem. And I says, well, you're a county employee. You're guaranteed. They can't fire you.
Also not on Obamacare if she's a county employee.
That's right. I wouldn't think. That's right. And but they didn't want to hear about that. And I says, doctors are leaving. My husband he was director of radiology. Doctors are leaving. You go and try to get a doctor's appointment, and you're waiting, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months. And a lot of times when you go, you do not see a physician. You see a PA or a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner. You do not see a doctor. So doctors are leaving. And she goes, well, they're way overpaid. And I thought, I say, so is an electrician or a plumber, you know? I mean, when you walk in the door, it's $150 for a plumber, minimum. So, but they didn't want to hear that. And then I told them we had come to the meeting to get some answers about the gas tax, the DMV tax, and about the crime. And what are we going to do? And we brought up Prop 57 and 47. And they says, well, those are just minor things. And I says, no, if they rape a child, that is considered a minor crime now. And they said, no, it's not. And we said, read it. Don't believe us. Google it and read it. And I says, what about the M13 gangs that are here now? And they had no idea what M13 gangs were about. And I says, there's 10,000 members, and a lot of their goals to be a member.
Well, if you're going to be an MS-13, you have to be an illegal alien to start off with. That's a requirement.
Yes.
And, you have to kill people.
And you have to kill a white person.
Yep.
Is their initiation.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And so when they're doing these sweeps and they're picking up these M-13s, people are up in arms. They're destroying homes and bringing taking these poor immigrants, but they're illegal crime, high crime felons that they're deporting. So anyway, they knew nothing. And then the guardian angel showed up at this meeting, and they were just
is that a group just in Shasta County, or is that part of a wider?
I don't know.
They are a wider group.
They're nationwide. I think they started in New York.
They wear the red berets. Yeah.
Yes.
I saw that, and I was like, hey. Yeah.
They came.
I wanted to think they were good guys, but it took me a while to figure it out.
Yeah. They came, and they were very, you know, volunteers.
Now, were they standing in line with everybody, or did they show
they
up later?
They were just keeping the peace. There were some rumors that it was going to get a little bit crazy ahead of time.
Oh, okay. They were there to kind of help.
I was there at the city council meeting the night before, and spoke with Mr. Poletti and
our police chief in Reading.
Yes.
Because we have all these people who listen elsewhere, so I always feel like we have to include the decoder ring.
Did you speak to him about the guardian angels?
No, I spoke to him about the meeting happening the next night.
I'm just curious what the local law enforcement, what their feeling is as far as having them in the community? Because I've heard mixed signals that they kind of get in the way sometimes. And
from what I've heard from them, Paletti is happy with all the community groups, events. Mm-hmm. And I've been to a lot of Paletti's town hall meetings as well to get the community involved, the safer
right.
streets, which, and he's done a lot for trying to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
He
Good.
Does have a problem with 47, 57, AB 109.
These are propositions. Yeah. AB 109 was an assembly bill that was passed by the California State Legislature five years ago?
Yeah.
It's been a little while ago. That reduced prison overcrowding, but basically just dumped a bunch of felons onto our city streets. And then the two propositions were citizen-driven propositions. There are a lot of states that don't mm-hmm. have that.
Are those the ones that lowered the felonies to misdemeanors and
right.
released a bunch?
Yep,
mm-hmm.
and released yeah. a bunch. And one was called, was it Safe Schools and Streets or
Safe Streets. I believe one was
yeah.
called Safer Streets.
Which was all about letting criminals out of jail.
To reduce the
yeah.
overcrowding is what they
So obviously
called
the,
it.
Which the makes title
the
and the
safer when you do that.
Yeah, the huh. content and the title were wildly different.
Yeah.
But people voted for it.
Yeah.
People
Without
voted
reading.
For that.
Because, and they don't
because
read.
You didn't
because
read
they don't
down
read.
It. They yeah. didn't read it. They saw Safer Street. Oh, I want a safer street.
Oh, yeah, I'll pay for that.
And didn't read that you could rape a woman as long as she's drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a misdemeanor. You can – all these drug charges are now misdemeanors along – basically.
Oh, it's
yeah.
crazy, and they're not considered violent crimes anymore.
And if you kidnapped a, I forget, I'd have to look it up, but there was one where if the child was under a certain age, you could kidnap them and take them somewhere. I mean, there were all these things you could do, and it was a misdemeanor. I thought, all righty oh. then. We've just yes. incentivized all the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
Dead again.
No punishment for any criminal activity.
So the folks that you were standing by in line...
Yeah.
Completely oblivious to all these things?
They hadn't.
And they didn't care.
Oh, that's always a...
They didn't care. They didn't...
Bad. I don't... I think they cared. I think they were just oblivious that they didn't believe us, for one.
Right.
They didn't know that these laws were in effect because they were so...
Well, that's what I've found is when you engage in this type of a conversation with them, if they're not aware of the facts, of the real facts of a bill like that, you're a liar.
Yes.
You're just a liar. That's not true. Yeah. Well, instead of looking it up and doing some homework, they immediately go on the defensive, and it's crazy. It's
well, they're worried about Russia. I'm thinking, like, really?
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
your greatest.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, they're worried about Russia.
Somebody at home, their head just
didn't
exploded.
Didn't
Hillary
just send a bunch of uranium to Russia?
Yeah,
and now she's a problem.
Yeah.
But that's kind of getting side point. But
no,
yeah,
but it's funny because those are the issues they want to scream about.
That was the issue. That climate change. And I'm like, well, okay, well, in the northern, as far as the town hall meeting, I'm thinking, what can
yeah.
Mr. LaMalfa do for our community, which I believe California is rated the 12th worst place to do business, or number one worst place to do business for 12 years running. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to work on jobs here, maybe get
hey,
the
but
industry
we have boat
going.
Licenses we're going to have to get now, so that's going to
yeah.
bring a lot of people in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure people
yeah.
are going
to
be,
boat, yeah.
get to pay an extra 12 cents a gallon for gas, and if you're
yeah.
going to touch the steering wheel of a boat, you have to have a special license now.
It's only $10. Yeah.
Come
on.
We have
on.
To take
you
a really quick break.
If you can
we
afford a
back,
boat,
we'll
you can afford $10. Come on.
Play something funny, Bob. Make us happy.
Couple yeah. years down
we
the
haven't
road,
goofed off enough.
We're just
talking about all the bad stuff. All right, we'll talk about other stuff when we come back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online.
Liar. You're lying.
Yeah, say it like you mean it.
Liar!
Yeah, there you go.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore. It's so funny why we don't talk anymore. But I ain't losing sleep. I ain't counting sheep.
Welcome back. Did you like the way we strangled Bill while he was singing the last song on the way out?
Yeah.
A moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
He was yelling something. I don't know what it was. Something uncivil. But that's what you hear all the time.
You're a liar.
Exactly. There's no civility. And the funny part is, it's all somehow Donald Trump's problem. These people got bad manners when Donald Trump got elected.
Yeah.
I've never really seen anything happen that quickly. Because I wonder if we can actually put someone else somewhere to create a different effect. I mean, is it that fast? It's just kind of like putting on a sweater. You feel warm.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's incredible. You know, Donald Trump gets elected. People learn how to burn down a Starbucks. You know, right there. They've never done it, never thought about it. It's never crossed their mind before. But boom, you know, and wearing a mask. They're all wearing a mask, you know. And you guys watched that thing with Moldy Locks? Have you seen that on Twitter?
Yeah.
Do a little search on Moldy Locks. She has these nasty dreadlocks, and she's actually works in the porn industry, but she was down there to beat up Trump supporters. She weighed 80 pounds. It's a lofty goal. I don't know. Maybe she takes some sort of medication that causes things to look bigger, like herself. They look smaller. She looks bigger. So she was going to crack a bottle over a guy's head. This guy punched her, like, right smack in the face.
Yeah.
Which made sense at the time. Yeah. And so she's on there, and she needs a GoFundMe account because now she needs money for nothing because she was not actually injured. But, unfortunately, she's got the bad rap of now being the poster girl for Moldy Locks.
Moldy Locks.
I'll find her and post a picture on the site. Yeah. Good old Moldy Locks. The issues we were talking during the break, the issues that they were – all jacked about. It wasn't something you were going to fix at a town hall anyway.
Trump's taxes, which is mute point.
It's like, here's what I want for my budget. And everybody goes, yeah, that's real nice. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It's not actually happening.
Global warming.
It's warmer, warmer today than it was yesterday. So I guess we've identified that.
And those, actually, one of the people that were complaining about that is my neighbor who drives a huge, huge Chevy truck. And
that's super funny.
And they drove 4 blocks to the meeting.
Oh, you're kidding.
Four blocks. Instead of walking, they're complaining about global warming, and they walked.
They drove the giant truck 4 blocks to the meeting.
Blocks to the meeting, yeah.
And 4 blocks home.
And then 4 blocks home.
I like that. That's terrific.
Mm-hmm. And instead of walking, you know, global warming, walking, or buying, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't see one.
Yeah, or
Tesla.
Bikes.
I didn't see one Tesla at the rally. All the people are complaining about global warming. No Teslas, no, you know.
Well, and there's usually a bunch of garbage, a bunch of trash.
Oh, it was.
Do you mind telling about your sister's experience down there?
My sister went to the one, she lives in Lincoln, and she's a retired lady from Santa Cruz. So she is new to the Lincoln area, so she went to the town hall meeting up there in the, I believe, Grass Valley area.
Yeah.
And
I've never been there, but it's a Nevada County Fairgrounds in Grass Valley.
So she went.
It's a cool place, actually.
And she knew no one, and she happened to run into her dental hygienist. And she was given all kinds of papers and literature and stuff, and which kind of blew her mind because she had never been to any event like that. And so when she got in, she kind of looked around and thought, well, maybe I'll go sit. There's my dental hygienist. I briefly know her.
And 1,450 people just came in with her, so pick the one person you know.
So she sat with her, and they started asking her different questions. She had different beliefs, and she told them, she goes, you know, we have different political beliefs, you know. And so when she was sitting there, they got very violent, angry, and started yelling and screaming, and she thought, and her dental hygienist. So she's like, oh, maybe I'm going to choose a different one. But they were, she couldn't talk to them. They didn't want to hear her point. They wanted her to believe their point because they did not respect her opinion. So she just got up and left because
she was intimidating herself.
She was very intimidated by it. And so when I told her I was going to this one,
she's like, no, don't do it.
She goes, Karen, you know, watch out. And so we went and, you know, I was kind of blown away by it. But then what really upset me the most is my husband is a Vietnam vet, a 100% disabled Vietnam vet. And he had his military hat on and stuff. When we were, they opened with a prayer. I could not believe the people, the negative, nasty comments people were making, very vocal during that prayer. Then during the Pledge of Allegiance, any vet takes that as gospel. That is their flag that they're protecting. And
sure.
You're doing the Pledge of Allegiance and the people behind us were screaming and yelling all these negativities during that speech, the pledge, which normally, if you don't like something, you know, keep your mouth shut.
Shut up, yeah.
Then you had plenty of time to make your comments. And a lot of them were school teachers, which shocked me because they said, and I turned around and I told them, I says, I have never seen such disrespect in my life. And my husband says, just sit down and be quiet. But, you know, it was frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like yesterday we were at a VFW for the Veterans of Foreign War. You know, these guys died for that flag and for that pledge. The Vietnam vets, and I thought to myself, and I, you know, said in a low voice, you are probably the people that spit on our veterans coming back from Vietnam. And that's what I felt. And the age group was our age.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these were some of the negative
people. These aren't 20-somethings.
No,
I mean,
these were older people,
but
they had no respect for the veterans because they could see my husband had his veteran, his Vietnam hat on, and he had his Vietnam shirt on. And they had no respect for him. And I thought, how many of them say, we support our veterans, but here's one right in front of you, and you are disrespecting his flag. If you don't like that flag, then don't say anything during the pledge. And so that was my, and after that, and then the screaming and yelling, and Vern several times, Michael had to kind of hold on to it because he couldn't believe the disrespect.
Sure.
That was being shown to the speaker or to a comment
even
maker.
Even the people who made the comment, sure.
The comment
if
makers.
If it was something they didn't like, shouted them down too.
Shouted them down. There was a woman there that was born in South Korea.
Oh, cool.
And she gave her comments and, you know, and she supports Trump. Well, that set them off.
Yep.
But so you could not hear her comments, which is, but if they had a speaker up there, dead silence.
Right.
And when we got ready to leave, there was two people sitting in front of us, and they turned around and they said, thank you so much for being behind us, because they felt intimidated too, because people did not respect that you had a different political view.
Right.
And that was,
or
the
that
most,
you maybe just came to listen.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, even if you weren't going to say anything, just the fact that you were sitting there and you weren't on the booing team.
Yeah. Well, we came mainly was for the taxes, the increase in gas taxes, this $2, we're non-smokers and gun smoking, the $2 gas, cigarette smoke tax, where's these going?
We just punish everyone for stuff now in California. We don't like it. We just punish it, and then we keep the money, and then we punish somebody else so we can keep their
money.
But
they're not accountable to where that money goes.
So no,
that,
I know. Isn't that
terrific? $2 a pack, and there's so many smokers.
And really, that disproportionately hurts the poor, because typically, for whatever reason, our low-income folks do a lot of smoking.
And that $2 a pack, is that going to fund California?
The medical? Yeah.
The medical.
No, probably not. I don't know. I can't say. Yeah. We have Art, who's our hostage, on the phone, but does he have to be a hostage a little longer? Sorry, Art, you have to be our hostage for just one commercial break. And then we'll come back with our friend Art in Reading. Assuming he's our friend. If you yell at us, then we'll just...
Well, sure, he's our friend. He's calling our show. He's listening.
Yeah, he's our friend.
Loyal listener.
Be right back.
What you want?
High school sophomores, juniors, and seniors, it's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my hands up and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
It's such a happy song. Where was that? Where's all that happiness? All right, Art. Art the hostage. Thanks for hanging on with us.
Yeah. Am I your hostage?
Yeah, you've been the hostage, sorry, for like 6 minutes.
Well, I don't mind being a hostage.
All right.
I'll tell you why. I am your friend. You asked if I was your friend.
I realized
so
I was
you know
presupposing.
What amazes me about all of this is that either you or anybody else doesn't seem to recognize that the game being played, and it's being played all over this nation on television news, is to pretend that these people are fed up with President Trump and are opposing the moves that he's made and those that he's about to make. These people, before they ever reach these public hearings, and that's any place a Republican comes home to have a public hearing. They've been schooled on what to do, what to say,
yep.
how to disrupt, where to get the signs. Any place else, that some may be funded, some are pure radicals. The perfect parallel that proves this point is anyone who has seen a conservative or a Republican speaker go to a college and try to get on the dais and say five words.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then the fires all
this,
break out.
This is the
yeah.
game. The Democrats got destroyed by someone they never thought had a prayer of destroying them. And this is not a sudden public upwelling of emotion. These people are here to get on the news, to be able to show that they oppose everything Trump has done and is about to do, and to pretend they're previous voters for Trump. None of them are. None of them are. But every TV major newswork in the lamestream press shows these events at these public hearings. They never take 1 second to question any of these people, to ask them who they're affiliated with, to ask them if they have been schooled on how to disrupt these events. They simply put it on television as, quote, look how the Republican supporters are upset over Trump. I'm not surprised by any of this. I saw this start some time back in other places and in other states. That it can happen here doesn't surprise me, and no one should be surprised by it. When people walk in with pre-made signs
yeah.
and pre-made cards
that are all the same,
I mean, someone has to wake up to the fact that this is what's going on now.
Hey, Art, let me ask you something.
Sure.
How do you feel, speaking of signs, how do you feel about a lot of those signs being printed up at our local county office?
Well, I'll tell you what my first thought was when you said that. I think the only way to get an answer to that is to go back to find out if that is actually the case, and if it is actually the case, to find out how to stop it.
Yeah.
Because that simply legitimizes people. I don't know what public agency printed up signs and why they would decide whose signs would they print up. I'm all for Trump. I'm all for a border wall. I'm all for a revamp of the tax code. If the public workers in Reading, in whatever offices actually print these signs up, then I think maybe there needs to be some serious questioning.
Yeah, because it doesn't
about
matter
why they're doing it at all, and I
yeah.
don't care.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter which side they're on. It doesn't
yeah.
matter.
This is the game that's going to be played for 4 years. The midterms are coming in 2018. Trump destroyed Hillary Clinton, and no one thought he had a prayer
right.
of ever doing so, and the press was colluding with her 7/24, and they can't, and they're still doing the same. They're starting the same game. If you go on AOL in the morning, as I often do, it's 95% negative reporting on Trump, and it's about 5% on what he's doing.
Yep.
You never see a news broadcast on the new bills he signed. You never hear about the positive things that he's trying to get done. This is a full court press, and it's not going to stop for 4 years.
No.
So people better wake up to it and see if there's some way they can counter it. And I'm sure there are ways to counter it,
well,
but I'm not surprised by it.
It's interesting
right.
because, like, the letter to the editor in the paper today was shifting political winds, Buffett La Malfa.
That's it.
Like everybody changed their mind.
That's right.
None of the people in our area actually.
That's it. You've got it.
Well, I think
that's Art's
point. You only report
the unpleasantness
to make it appear that he's going to get unseated, but that's not the majority of the people.
But
in
actually, and I was listening on my way to Willows or somewhere yesterday, and they were saying they've actually analyzed the media stories across the spectrum, and 89% are negative.
Here's another thing I have noticed, very prevalent, because I'm a political animal, and I have been since high school, before I knew what the word conservative even meant. And that is that many of the bills that Trump has signed, many of the good things he's done, simply are ignored. You never see them on the evening news in the lamestream press. You never hear about them.
Nope.
You never know about them. All you get is a negative outlay by the main media outlets. And I find these things sometimes amazing.
Your point is well made. We're out and of well time, taken. Art.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. But right,
sure.
And you know well what? I've got some ideas on how we can get better, how people can get better information. We'll do
all
that
right.
next
Bye-bye.
Hour. Thanks a bunch, Art. We'll be back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. French centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen are advancing to the presidential runoff after major opponents conceded defeat. It's the first time in modern French history that no mainstream party candidate is advancing. Lawmakers are asking the Trump Organization for details on its promised donations to the U.S. Treasury. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Before taking office, Donald Trump promised to donate profits from foreign governments paying for services at his hotels. He said he would turn the money over to the Treasury. But Republican Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Democrat Elijah Cummings of Maryland say details about the donations are unclear. The lawmakers want to know how profits are calculated, how they will be donated, and whether Mr. Trump or his trust plans to claim the donations for tax deduction purposes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
With President Trump's first 100 days in office fast coming to an end, his administration is taking stock of its accomplishments.
If you look at the promises he made on immigration, you have border crossings down by 70%. You look at TPP, one of the first executive orders the president signed was getting out of TPP. You look at ethics, that was one of the bullet points you had. Every employee of the West Wing signed an ethics pledge that said you're not going to lobby for 5 years after you leave this place and you're never going to lobby for a foreign country. Look at Neil Gorsuch, first 100 days, a Supreme Court justice is sworn in, first time since 1881.
White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus on NBC's Meet the Press. A survey finds the average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline jumped 3 cents nationally over the past couple of weeks to $2.46. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says consumers could see price increases slow as crude oil costs drop. The national average is 28 cents per gallon above the price a year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been telling you about Relief Factor for about 6 months now. I've been using Relief Factor for a lot longer than that. Just like you, I've heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I simply had to try it because I had hip and knee pain that wasn't going away. Well, it worked for me in about 2.5 weeks, so I asked them if I could endorse the product. That's a true story. Now I'm hearing from listeners everywhere, like Tim from Pennsylvania, who wrote, "Pain I had lived with for 3 to 4 years has completely disappeared. After 2 months of Relief Factor, it has totally vanished. I'll be 72 in March and I feel at least 10 years younger. It's great to be pain-free again. It sure is. If you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, general muscle aches and pain, do what I did. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call toll-free 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Does drinking diet soda increase the risk for stroke and dementia? Dr. Charles Snyderman on a new study.
Observation of over 4,000 participants in the Framingham Heart Study found that middle-aged or older adults who had consumed one or more sodas with artificial sweeteners had nearly 3 times the risk of stroke and dementia. Stroke risk was not increased in those who drank sugared beverages, but they had poorer memory and more brain shrinkage with age. The study was done with National Institutes of Health NIH funding. NIH requires researchers to report any conflicts of interest in commercial support.
Dr. Snyderman says that more research is needed. Decades worth of man-made junk is cluttering up Earth's orbit, posing a threat to spaceflight and the satellites that we rely on for weather reports, air travel, and global communications. More than 750,000 fragments larger than a centimeter are already thought to orbit Earth, and each one could badly damage or even destroy a satellite. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Harvard University researchers say they've discovered a second parchment copy of the Declaration of Independence.
The Boston Globe reported Friday researchers Emily Sneff and Danielle Allen found the copy in a records office in southern England. The only other parchment copy is maintained by the National Archives in Washington, D.C. The two dated the document to the 1780s and say it originally belonged to a Duke of Richmond known as the Radical Duke for his support of Americans during the Revolutionary War. The researchers say the parchment it's written on was likely made in New York or Philadelphia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police are trying to determine who shipped 10 pounds of marijuana from California to a pastor in the Philadelphia suburbs. The drugs arrived in bundles stuffed into a plastic bucket inside a cardboard box that was delivered by United Parcel Service. The package was sent from Sacramento, but the woman who received it is a church pastor who tells authorities it wasn't meant for her. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You've heard B&T Satellite say don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. Are you paying for channels you don't watch? Do you want to drop them and save money? They hear ya. Introducing FlexPack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month. They make TV easy from local technology to personal service and features at better prices. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, they'll make TV easy for you. Call B&T Satellite at 244-1988 and get the best in local service, technology, and flexibility. Here's what Jack M had to say on Facebook.
I've dealt with the Dish Corporation. I've not had any satisfaction with their service. But the local guys, that's the way to go when you need great service. We chose B&T Satellite as our Dish cable carrier. First, I was amazed that Doug, the owner, would come to our home late Friday afternoon to work. Doug was a delight to work with. He went above and beyond the call of duty. Truly, if you want the best service, don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite. Let him make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. You can find everything about the program, contact information for us, and in case you feel the need to send us happy emails or hate mail, I suppose. The hate mail seems to be the only stuff that ever gets written anymore, but you can find all that at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsor of this hour is Powerhouse Solar, and Powerhouse Solar can do pretty much any solar project you have in mind. Just get a hold of Bruce or Sue over there. At Powerhouse Solar, their phone number is 530-275-5600 or reach them on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Easy to work with. They've done big projects, small projects, government projects. They've done it all. So,
and they're locally owned and
been in business for a long time, like 20 years or some 30 years. They're not going
2003.
Anywhere.
2003.
Yeah, 2003. Sorry. Okay, well, it was almost, hey, it felt like 30 years, okay?
I don't feel like I've done my job unless I caught Bill on something and threw him under the bus.
Yeah. Okay. I'm climbing out. Here we go.
Okay. So we're here with the Roberts family. We left Vern at home. Danielle wasn't there. And Nikki's without a microphone or headphones, so she's still in the cone of silence. But we have Michael and Karen on here. We're talking about the town hall that specifically happened in Redding, California on Wednesday. And it's very much like all the things you're seeing in the news. So if you live in another part of the country, it isn't that this is irrelevant to you, but you might be curious to know what's going on behind the scenes, because there are a lot of nice people who have opted not to go to the town halls for obvious reasons. And so they're not sure. Is what I'm hearing, is the news just magnifying it, or is this real? And then we have other issues. Security. Security is a big factor with these. And so when you wonder why your member of Congress isn't having a town hall every week in every little town, it's extremely expensive. It costs the taxpayers money to set these up. And it's no longer, hey, we're going to be at the city hall, you know, and 20 people show up and get to have a conversation with their congressman. You have to have all this security detail. So this last Wednesday was set up with Highway Patrol. But there was a wrinkle in that, because we're not happy in California if we don't wrinkle everything. And our caller, Jeff Nelson, he actually got to the bottom of what was happening in the security for the event and had the good sense to give us a call and thought he'd give us a firsthand report. How's that?
There you go. How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I just finished a little project where we do a food program for our veterans, and I just got home and hearing the program, so I thought I got a little side information that I think that people would find entertaining and interesting, maybe a little arousing. What happened, you know, we had the issues down in Fresno, where national news negative about Fresno and a town hall meeting, and then the next one, of course, Orville and the damn people, they were all upset, justified. And then they're coming up to Reading, and we didn't want to get national negative news, and so we wanted to make sure it was a controlled environment. We went to the police department, and Rob Peretti, the chief, and he's pretty stretched out. I can't afford to send that many people. And so we proceeded to, I'm a retired highway patrol, and I'm just on the fringes of this. I'm not a major mover, but aware of what's going on. And they said, okay, we can give you a hand, we can help. And then the governor heard about it, and he, I'm not sure if he made it a statewide or just a Reading issue, but the Reading CHP was told to stand down. You can only provide security or protection for state elected officials, not federal elected officials. Of course, Brown and federal are kind of sideways with each other. And so that kind of set our apple cart upside down. So we went back to the chief, and he said, okay, I'll give you a couple of officers. And then we have a thing called mutual aid. This is a federal deal where fire departments or police departments, when they get overwhelmed, they can call out for what they call mutual aid, and all the allied agencies can come to the rescue, so to speak. So they declared the mutual aid, which allowed the CHP to come to the aid of the Reading PD. And so we had, I don't know the number, I'd say probably 10 CHP officers in their dressed finest uniforms stationed down, and which I'm sure was a deterrent to some of the radicals. And I was there and watched the whole thing, and somewhat disappointed in the the crowd,
the behavior,
respect, and
not a good representation of our community by any means.
I know it isn't. It's the few troublemakers, but they were there and they tried to do their thing, and I think we held them in bay a little bit enough that we never got national attention on the media. The job got done. I thought most of the questions that people were asking, they were obviously not well-informed. So if you're going to do something and speak in public, you should know what you're talking about. But anyway, I was kind of proud of the way our local law enforcement came in and in a roundabout way got the deal handled.
And yeah, they did a really good job.
Support to, you know, being respectful. That's all what it's all about. So,
yeah, it's got to be—it's got
to
be safe.
See how Brown tried to curtail it, and
there's
more than one way to skin a cat, I guess they say, huh?
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I'm glad you brought that up. That was a really important point.
Yeah, I thought it would be entertaining and educational. A lot of people were not there and didn't see what's going on, and they don't.
Well, and it's the part that people don't think of. I was telling these guys on the break that in Nevada County. I'm not sure what the final charge was, but the initial estimate was for just for the fire marshal to use the fairgrounds in Nevada County. They wanted $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just to count the number of people coming in. It's like, okay. You know, you had to zip tie all the chairs together and pay the fire marshal and rent the building. And, you know, people want to know why there aren't more town halls. Well, you really don't want more town halls because it's super expensive for you.
And, Jeff, if it's any consolation to you, of the three town halls, Grass Valley, Orville, and Reading was the best behaved. As appalling as it seemed, I think if people didn't go to one of the other town halls,
it was really bad.
Yeah, they looked at it, and I had people comment that it was just horrible and it was awful the way people acted, and it was, but it was probably the most, I don't know.
It was, you know, I mean, Grass Valley actually never got out of hand.
It didn't get out of hand, but
just the shouting, you know.
The shouting and trying to shut down the meeting. And
yeah.
Orville was completely out of hand. But Reading, you know, as bad as it may have looked, it was the best. And I think that's probably why it didn't get national attention, is it wasn't as loud and it wasn't as unruly as the other meetings were.
No bad news sells.
So good job there.
Thanks.
If you have a couple of minutes, I got a personal side that I was personally involved at the event. If you got another minute,
yeah,
is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, I showed up, and I'm not anything official. I'm a citizen. And they had me sitting in the back, and I was dressed pretty much all in kind of a black outfit. It just accidentally happened that way. And by the way, I just gotten out of the hospital for another issue, but. And I know some of the patrolmen. We had a couple of lieutenants there. Anyway, there was one guy started to get out of hand all the way in the back. And he was being obnoxious and bothering the people around him. So I got up and walked down, and I just stood there with my look. And when he spotted me, he just settled right back down. And
the dad look.
Got back out of the...
The retired highway patrolman veteran look.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought, oh, man, I must be pretty awesome. Boy, that guy just shut right down and got back in line and behaved himself. And I thought, I was pretty cool. And I turned around, and there was a two Highway Patrol lieutenants standing behind me.
Dang.
So you were all that and the chip. So.
Yeah, I realize I'm not that bad.
That's funny. Good story, Jeff. Well, listen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
And we think you're bad. So,
sure.
You know, that counts for something.
Have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
And for those of you who don't know, Jeff is very active in the community. He does
he's
a lot
been,
of veterans work.
He's with the Patriot Guard Riders.
Patriot Guard Riders. But you'll see him at a lot of events, community events around town. So keep up the good work, Jeff.
All those people make events like that happen without unnecessary drama.
Yep.
Should we take a quick break, Bub? Look at that. We're going to get back on track. Second hour, we're going to be on track. Okay, we're not really. It never happens that way, but take the win where we can get it.
God, you just lied again.
Oh, you didn't say it loud enough. I didn't.
Liar!
Yeah, there you go. Now I feel like I'm back at home. We'll be right back.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
Shake it up. Yeah.
Shake it up. Aren't you supposed to be yelling liar in the back of the room somewhere? And then there's church. Yeah. Okay. So we're at church today. And somebody, like, walks down the aisle, and the guy's handing me a note. I used to really get notes in church, right? And it was this little scrap of paper, and he wrote on there, I said a prayer for Congressman LaMalfa today, and it was like, God, wow. Love ya. What a great guy. I'm like, yeah. Humanity is so awesome.
What a weirdo.
And then I'm on my way. Good job, Contrary Bill.
Yeah.
And so then we're on our way out the door, and I'm like, that guy looks for... Oh, my gosh. That was the horrible man in the back who screamed through the whole town hall.
Not the one who gave you the note.
Not the one who gave me the note, but the other one. I was like, just when I... Yeah, anyway... So I contemplated running him over, and I wasn't even out of sight of the little tower, you know, yeah. The bells.
Everything she learned in church today was gone before
I was
she got across the street.
I was a stone's throw, and it was all
I reminded her
down
of that.
The drain.
I was still pretty holy. I didn't really say any bad stuff.
Because you didn't see the guy in the back of the room.
Well, that's
why. That's
true. That's true.
No, so, yeah, he stood back there and screamed and felt good about it. But the other guy prayed for him, so I thought, all right. It's 50-50. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you were provoked.
I was.
Yeah.
So we got the headphones on Nikki and forced her to sit in front of a microphone now. I know. They're the strangle you headphones.
Horrifying.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
They're so twirled around, you got to, like, take them off and, like, swing them around.
If it's any consolation to you, it was 2 years before I would get in front of the mic. Almost 2 years.
My co-host was Elizabeth
They were always trying
Woodward.
To get me in front of the microphone.
And
there's
so Bill
way.
Would sit out there, and he would, like, bring his coffee, but he wouldn't come, like, actually in the room.
No way.
And so, like, one time she was sick. I'm like, you have to come in. He's like, I'm not coming in.
I can't come
then
in.
Then she moved to Utah. I'm like, now you have to come in.
And I think my first day I was, hi.
I know.
I'm Bill.
Like, bad.
Silent Bill.
Silent Bill. Good old mysterious Bill.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what else did we miss? You mentioned something kind of a while ago. Something we skipped.
We're talking a little bit about the crime issue and kind of how
yes.
they're oblivious to the crime.
Yeah.
I was kind of going back to that. I am one of the admins on the Reading Crime 2.0 page.
Yeah. What is that? So it's a Facebook page?
It's a Facebook page on... On the...
And it's called Reading Crime 2.0?
Reading Crime 2.0.
Need to get out more.
And a lot of people post crimes
throughout
the city.
Not like stuff they saw on TV, but like things that were in their real neighborhood and
like
things like that.
Not like how to improve crime. This isn't like improving crime. This is like...
What?
Like how to be a better bank robber?
Yeah.
Not that
2.0?
Kind of improving crime?
Yeah, no, not that.
We try and identify people.
How to get a faster
yeah.
getaway car.
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of cars on there to...
Well, you
Who's
had
this? Who's this? You know, this car.
So I guess before we gloss over it, though, you had your own thing with.
I did.
Your brush with crime.
Yes, I was. I want to say I'm a lucky man to be alive.
Yeah.
I got ran over by a motor vehicle.
You were. Were you? What were you doing? Because I tried to tell Bill the story, and it's like, darn it, I like forgot all how
yeah,
this worked.
Well, there was a gentleman in county who has been through the jail process
before you ever met him?
Before I ever met him.
Yeah.
And numerous cars. I believe he'd been pulled over 5 to 7 times.
And was he an Assembly Bill 109 release?
I don't know if he was that. I know he did have several bench warrants out.
Right.
And he'd no license, no insurance, reckless driving. He'd been pulled over for everything throughout the city. Before he ran me over, he was pulled over for no license, no insurance, speeding, a gamut of other things, reckless driving.
All-around good citizen.
Yep, all-around good citizen. Pulled over an hour before he ran me over. He was issued a ticket. They let him go. And then an hour later, I was at my parents' house helping them move alfalfa. Had a truck come through, threw gravel all over their CTS, which ended up totaling out their Cadillac. My mom yelled at him, hey, you need to get off our property. And they live on the backside of Gold Hills. And he left, and then a couple minutes later, he'd come back, spun out in their driveway again. And anyways, so I jumped in my Honda, went out to the corner of our road and told them, hey, you know, this is our property. There's tons of places in the community. If you want to go four-wheeling, go out to the lake, Shasta Lake,
sure,
go out to Whiskey Town, just stay off our personal property. He flipped me off, told me he'd go wherever he wanted to go, and ran me over. Front of the truck, hit my leg, broke my femur.
Holy cow.
I grabbed onto the vehicle. I don't know why, how, but I did hold on to the truck as I thought I was going underneath it. And I remember pleading with the guy, hey, stop, stop. You know, you're going to kill me. We got up to, I saw 70 miles an hour on the speedometer as I'm hanging on to the door.
We're sliding sideways. You were on the pavement?
No, I'm hanging on the outside of a door.
And on a gravel road.
On a gravel road.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was pleading with them, hey, stop, you're going to kill me. You know, I'm the fear of my life. Anyways, he kept going, going faster. He started swerving back and forth. At that point, he started punching me in the face. I was covering my face up, and then he started elbowing me, at which point we slammed into an oak tree. He sideswiped an oak tree, and I hit an oak tree with my face. Rolled up underneath the vehicle, and he took off, being the good Samaritan he is. They make a long story short, I want to thank the Sheriff's Department. They did a great job investigating, and thankfully one of the sheriffs out there spotted a fence in one of his Facebook pictures, recognized a guy, noticed they had pulled these guys over numerous other times. They noticed, then they got...
How old is the guy?
He is 19, was 19. Since that happened, he's committed a handful of more issues within the community. I believe...
Seven more felonies?
I believe, yeah. He's constantly in the court system.
Was he prosecuted for what he did with you?
He did. He pleaded guilty to a assault with a deadly weapon. He got a felony, and I'm like, good, don't have to deal with this guy, because after he ran me over, he was driving by my house, his mom stopping in front of my house. Speak of which, his mom actually got in a car wreck in front of my house because she was driving.
She was busy rubbernecking or being a weirdo?
Yeah. And
and she has no license. That's super.
And just
an all-around good family,
Dad has a criminal history that's a mile long. Literally, I meant it's...
Did he serve any time for your incident?
Okay, wait for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here you go.
So the judge is like, was upset because he wore his pants sagging into the courtroom, just no respect whatsoever, didn't care. And he said, there's really nothing you can do to me. And the judge is like, oh, yeah, all I can. 7-year sentence. He was out in 48 hours.
That was it?
That was it. He got 48 hours. Since then, he has been busted for drugs in his house, swung at a CHP officer, from what I'm told, loaded shotgun in a vehicle.
Endangering a child.
I mean, the list goes on. But because of this AB 109, 47 and all this, there's no place for him. The jails are full, so he keeps getting out. He comes.
All the people in jail are worse than that. So we're letting those are the fish we let go. That's fantastic.
Those are the good ones. The nonviolent ones.
Definitely don't need any more prisons.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
jeez.
So he's
this is like an advertisement for prison, actually.
And he's still driving. He's gotten numerous red light tickets. Cypress, he'll run the red light tickets because why stop? You don't have a license. His license was taken away.
For life.
Oh, forever?
But that don't matter. That don't stop him from driving.
Yeah, sure.
Because before
what he... What does he drive just so we can all watch if we live here in the local area?
Whatever he can steal.
Realistically, he has a new vehicle all the time.
Really?
They don't know where he gets his money from because he doesn't work.
Well,
that won't be hard to figure out.
I think Nikki knows.
Well, the loaded shotgun and the
D,
drug
ends with S.
Yeah.
Hinder into that.
So was this
carpeting in the middle?
Was this a factor in you getting involved with the 2.0 project?
It was a. It did kind of persuade me into that because it kind of opened my eyes up a little bit of, wow, we really do have a crime issue here.
Mm-hmm.
I met some good people along the way. Besides Reading Crime 2.0, I started a group called Shasta Support Service along with a gentleman named David Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Ball. Sorry,
Dale.
Get a little bit nervous on the radio, you know, talking.
Yeah, see, it's not just me. Yeah. It's frightening
in
here.
Be quiet.
See, forget about the machinery in front of your mouth, see, and just, like, focus on us.
Yeah, the earphones and all the computers.
You always talk to people with earphones on, right?
Yes, yeah. So, Dale Ball, great guy. We actually ended up in an argument over the transients and the garbage that's hypodermic needles going down the waterways. There's a shopping cart in the waterway. And
oh, that sends Bill into orbit.
Oh, yeah.
The shopping cart thing.
Oh, yes.
quicker way to get
I've
Bill.
Always said that'd be a great business for somebody to go around and collect shopping carts and get $5 a cart and give back to the stores. They're everywhere.
Oh,
he says the same thing.
I've said the same thing.
Oh, this is it. It's brewing again. The shopping cart madness.
We're going to talk.
It's on Bill.
And there's a company that's profitable enough for them to come up from Sacramento. They now have the contracts, and they're from Sacramento. And so
to come fetch the shopping carts?
Fetch the shopping carts.
Get out.
And they,
Bill, they stole your idea.
But,
sorry, I'll sue them.
But there's still enough. If someone was local that started a business, that would be a great business.
Yeah.
I'm in the
Yeah, push that button, Bob, that takes that 7 seconds.
Dump button.
Too late.
Yeah. So I started that and kind of became active in Reading Crime.
Mm-hmm.
And started my group, Shasta Support Service, not my group, the group, Shasta Support Service. Because I was injured, I was away a lot. Metal rods in my legs. I've had I lose count of how many surgeries, but I believe I had 5 nose surgeries alone, putting my face back together. I told them to make it
all looks fine.
I tried to make them look pretty, but
this is the part where we say you have a great face for radio. But
other than the two bolts coming out of your neck, you look perfect.
Yeah.
He squeaks a little when he turns his head, but other than that, wow. So you guys have been cleaning up all these transient camps and all that. And we've got some, better take a really quick break, but we've got some numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, you have the stats on that?
Yeah, we got some.
I think people will be blown away. I got a sneak preview. Bill hasn't heard them yet, so we'll have one surprised listener. We'll be right back. We're chatting with Michael Roberts. And say hi, Nikki.
Hi. Nikki.
Oh, my gosh. Join us online, WeThePeopleRadio.us. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Talking to me from the back of my car, and I can't get nothing right. And then you wonder why I stand at the bar day and night. Well, I've had enough. I can't put up with anymore.
We're looking at the injury pictures. What was that? That's a broken what?
Femur.
Femur.
That's the big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you die when you break your femur?
That makes a noise when it snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that a like a?
Some people throw a blood clot.
Yeah, that's a big.
I think you ought to print those up. You can go down to the county and get a good deal on free printing. I understand. They'll print them up for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand them out at the next event.
Hand them out at the next event, yeah, yeah. County, that's one of the services they provide now. Free signs.
They have no limits to how many times we're going to be bringing that up.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's going to be some stuff said about that.
Well,
yeah.
And okay, I'm just throwing it out there right now that we learned on the break that that the person who was – one of the people who was handing out the signs is a public health nurse at the county, an RN at the county. So what were they doing out at 3 o'clock? Huh. I hope they took vacation time. Yeah, that would be important. Okay,
well, it could have been a day off.
So,
you don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Or not. So anybody in the county that's looking to ferret out who is doing the printing, you might check the copier at public health. Potentially.
Might be low on ink.
Yeah, potentially low on ink.
Yeah, colored paper.
Somebody's in there trying to roll back the odometer.
Check the green and red paper file, see if it's almost empty.
No kidding. Yeah. So all right, now this is kind of like the careening car thing. Okay, now we're going to swerve back. All right, so cleaning up all these homeless camps, you know, people are like, oh, you know, it doesn't do anything and it's not that big a deal. It's a really big deal.
It's huge.
In a community.
It's a huge. We picked up 54 tons of trash.
What is 54 tons? I mean, like, what?
It is.
It's like the size of a house. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, maybe even bigger than a
house. Like if you ripped the lid off of like a 1,400 square foot house, could you fill it with that?
Oh, easy. Yeah, yeah.
Bigger?
Bigger. I would say maybe even three homes.
What?
Maybe three homes.
Mm-hmm.
Full of needles, wet clothes. Clothes are probably clothes, sleeping bags, tents
that we get that
tarps.
That are going out.
Yep.
At taxpayer expense, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people donate it too.
Right.
Goodwills and churches.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They
that
think
makes sense.
They think they're helping. Well, the problem is they wear them once, or they walk through the water.
Why wash them? Just
they,
take them
and
off.
They and they take them off, throw them there, throw them alongside the waterway, the creek.
I didn't think of that.
And not to be gross on the air, but they.
We can be gross on the air. We just can't say swears.
Okay. They defecate in them.
Oh.
And
we can say poop.
Okay,
yep.
Poop. Yeah,
poop
they poop and, you know, and use, you know.
The clothes.
The clothes. Nice.
Well, there was a video on Facebook I saw last week.
Not
I
pooping.
Think it was from your group. Somebody in your group posted kind of a walkthrough on one of these camps. It was unbelievable. And it also included syringes laying on the ground. Now, this is on public ground where kids could be out
riding
their bikes
or
doing whatever. And here we have needles laying there on the ground. It is a huge problem, and it's got to be addressed.
So yeah. who cleans it up if you guys don't do it?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
The county and the city won't do it. They don't have the money.
Right.
There is Mr. Brennan, but his hands are full.
What does he do?
He works in accordance with the police department to pick up the city's property, but he is so overworked that it's
well, a lot of this is on private property, too.
And it is.
Which is a whole other set of problems.
And that's a whole other set where they send the landowners basically a bill, says you need to clean this up by this date or we're going to have someone do it and bill you for it.
So is this someone who maybe just doesn't live in that house or something? I mean,
out of the area.
Aren't they noticing?
Yeah.
Out of the
air.
Older people don't go out, check their property if they have
multiple acres or something like that.
Multiple acres.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of the big cases, I think it was last year, the owner of the property of one of these camps lived in San Francisco, and it was, you know, they never came up. It was just undeveloped ground that had been pretty much taken over by a homeless camp, and they didn't have the money to clean it up. These were older people that lived down there, and they had no idea this was going on. It's not their fault, but because it's their property, it's their responsibility. So,
somebody's got to.
Someone's
got to
clean
it
up, and it's a huge issue. Not even mentioning the fact of the pollution and the,
is a lot of it by creeks.
The waterways,
all in the waterways, which is, and I don't know how they get away with it, like defecating in the creeks and waterways, because you know you have a cow that steps in a creek or poops in a creek, and someone's going to jail.
Oh, you got fishing game all over you.
Fishing game, you got fish, water equality, fish, wildlife,
NOAA,
and you know my sister does forestry, and so.
God forbid you get dirt.
Dirt, yeah. Oh, sediment. So
yes.
Right. Heaven forbid, and then you know.
So then you've gathered up, like, three full house loads of, I mean, literally, I'm just picturing these houses going down the road just like brimming with trash.
Yeah.
So who pays to dump those? Does the city let you at least dump those at no charge?
No. No. That has been where the volunteers of our group it's come out of their own pocket.
It's not cheap either.
It's not. And, $30, $40, $50, you know, truck and trailer load.
Mm-hmm. So not only the time, so you got to go out there and expose yourself to use hypodermic needles and all sorts of other stuff and poop and all, you know, I mean, the whole gamut of it. So then you load it all up in your own, you know, your own trailer, your own truck, and now you got to pay to dump it too.
And we pay to dump it. And then we've asked the city to do maybe once a year or maybe twice a year. I lived in Sacramento and they'd have free dump days.
Right.
You know, so maybe we could.
But why don't they give you guys like a little secret pass or, you know what I mean?
Well, they.
You're doing a community service.
We got a couple vouchers. They did that for. Very beginning, which covered it, but they said they had no way to expense it and they couldn't give certain groups.
God knows accounting can be a complicated place.
Oh, yeah.
You
could
copy paper.
Yeah.
But you could print, anti-Trump signs.
Yeah, you can print anti-Trump signs, but
you need to get a hold of somebody over at public health.
We've been that
for
road.
This printing, sir.
Oh yes, yeah. We need.
I was still capping on the printing.
Yeah, and we've been to
I've been to the Board of Supervisors, been to, and there's some great people on the Board of Supervisors, Les Baugh, who actually comes out with the group and helps as well. And we go to City Council, Reading City Council all the time, kind of falls on deaf ears. And I says, you know, this is hurting our tourists. You know, fishermen yeah. don't want to come up and see a guy, excuse my language, but
yeah.
pooping
yeah.
on the side exactly. of the waterway where he's fishing. And
well, not only that, there's needles all down in the river. One washed up on the far side of the Sundial Bridge after the flooding went down. There's like a pile of leaves and debris and a needle right there in it, you know, right where everybody
kids
goes
and,
down to the
yeah, sure.
water.
And so, so it's dangerous.
Yeah, that's
so
creepy and dangerous.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so when you see the folks on the corner with the signs, and I can already hear people saying, oh, well, they had jobs. They're an unfortunate situation.
They're probably
situation.
Out there waiting
and,
for us now. Oh, they're probably picketing out
oh, yeah,
front.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it online all the time. You know, these people don't have the opportunity. I feel for them, too, okay? But there are programs out there that they choose not to use because there are restrictions. You can't be on drugs.
Yep.
You know, there's yeah. certain hours that you can be there and not be there. They don't want those restrictions.
Nope. They'd rather be out on the streets doing drugs.
That's right. And but the signs all say hungry, you know,
yeah,
need
giving
food.
Cash they, out the window of want, your car is just the
yeah, try handing them a hamburger. They don't want a hamburger. They want money.
Yeah.
And you give them clothes, the clothes end up down in a gulch someplace where you got to pay to have them hauled off. I mean, it's a yeah. bad deal.
It is. And so if somebody wanted to help you guys, how – because I can kind of hear them in the yep. back of my head.
Yep.
And, Bill, and, here's the angry people. I hear the other ones that
yeah.
are
– and the good way to help is the mission. The mission used to have a bad rap, and they've turned it around recently. They've been working with the police department as well. But they have so many people that are actually stepping up – and getting people educated. They're getting them trained up. They help them find jobs, get off the drugs, and they're not to be an advocate for the mission
right.
Per se, but they're doing a wonderful job cleaning up the people. I know Nikki actually was going to Marinello School and helped over there at the mission. She yeah. gave, it's called the Haircut for the Homeless.
Yeah. We did. We went over there and gave the homeless people haircuts for one afternoon.
Cool.
And cleaned them up, and that way they can go out and find jobs and
sure.
be good citizens. And when you give them money, it's just, you know.
It just prolongs
it. They
the downward spiral.
They go to the unsafe way on Pine Street. They go buy drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They go to the park. They use them, and then they walk through the neighborhoods at night going through people's trash cans, and it's not helping them.
No.
Give to one of the groups that's doing something like the mission. That's I choose the mission just because I
no,
see
no, they have done a great
they
job.
Have great
They've
results.
Really
yeah.
changed their game
and
over
And
there
are there. People who will say, well, you know, the mission enables the homeless, and that's why we have so many.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, doing nothing isn't really one of the choices. I mean,
mm-hmm.
to say, well, you can't be here, you can't be there, and you can't be anywhere,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no out.
Yeah.
But so if... I mean, if somebody wanted to donate, I was thinking specifically like the dumping fees and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody had, you know, $20. Hey, you know, I'd like to help oh. those guys. How would they do that?
Through our Facebook page. We would appreciate anything like that.
Okay. And is that the Reading 2.0 or something different?
That's actually Shasta Support Service.
Okay. I need to put a link on here for that. Because there's nothing more annoying than you're driving in the car and listening to the radio, and you get home 2 hours later, you're like, what did they say that was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I will put that on there. We'll make
Thank
sure.
You. Appreciate that.
Shasta
yeah.
Support and Services.
And there's, actually, speak of crime, there's a copycat group that's trying to take the good service that we're doing.
Nice.
And trying to.
They duplicated the page.
They duplicated our page. So.
Really?
Oh, with a capital S at the end, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that it? Because I just saw it. I see that.
And what are they doing with the money? Are they just
They actually don't do anything. They're not with a
They're
part
not affiliated.
Of us. They're not affiliated. We don't know who it is. But we are pursuing
yeah,
that
it's
for
Shasta Support Services, all lowercase, and the S at the end is capital.
Yeah.
That's the fake one.
That's the yeah. copycat.
So yeah. yours has a bunch of people in bright yellow.
Special place in hell for those folks. I
yes.
mean, that's horrible to
your
do
guys are all,
like that.
The folks in your picture are all wearing green aprons and bright yellow long sleeve shirts.
Yep, that's us. Shasta
okay,
Sports
so that's the good. That's
yeah,
the good
we,
one.
We wear bright yellow, so we're seen out there.
Nice.
And actually, the video you were talking about, there's a gentleman by the name of Robert in our group that posted that video, and that is a great video to see, to kind of open up your eyes.
Oh, it did. I was. It's not that I hadn't seen stuff like that before, but
it's down the street from your house.
But it's not that far
from
town, and to be walking along a trail and look down and see hypodermic needles laying there. And what was really amazing is it looked like that was a totally abandoned site. So I guess when it gets so bad, they can't even live there. They just move on and go
to the next place.
Trash another place.
And that's exactly what they do. They go, we clean it up, and then they move back. But
right.
And people are like, well, you know, why do you do that? And I'm like, well, you can't just give up. You can't give up on the community. You got to.
Right.
Eventually, some point, you know, we're trying to educate them. Hey.
Yeah.
You know, there's a better way.
Yeah, we've all seen Thunderdome. We just don't want to live there.
Yeah.
Border town.
That's where we're headed. Yeah. Headed to Border town. So, we have to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Michael, you're doing good.
Yeah, thank you.
But were you involved in this before you got clobbered by the criminal?
No, it was right after
the criminal
that.
Did one good thing in a really weird way.
It did. It,
yeah, he
was. I had a lot of free time on my hand when I was unable to work. Yeah.
I'm sure.
He's going Wyatt Earp on him.
Yeah.
Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Times are hard. Afraid to pay the fee, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of love, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be around. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah, I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
It's termite swarm season again, when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Sam, my son, it's time to talk.
Talk about what?
Fashion.
You? Fashion?
Fashion and footwear.
No, and absolutely no.
Sam, it's time to walk a mile in her shoes to raise awareness about domestic violence and money to support One Safe Place.
Oh, why didn't you just say that?
Okay, I will. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop Drive.
And bring your friends and family. Let's all walk for the cause.
You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
How am I gonna get through? How am I gonna get through?
At night the people come and go. They talk too fast and walk too slow. Chasing time from hour to hour. I pour the drinks and crush the flowers. What have I? What have I done to deserve this? What have I? What have I? What have I done to deserve this?
going to have to rename the show. We're going to have to call it Bad Behavior Sunday. Because really, this was kind of like what we talked about, was bad behavior. Yeah, we'll have to, because I think, what did I call it today? I was conservative activism and liberal mania. That was a good starting point.
Yeah.
Equals bad behavior, I guess.
Yeah, that's where it all ends up.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. So, do you want to tell the story of your kitchen? At like 6 minutes. It's a short story.
So how I ended up in Redding, moved here from Elk Grove, and
that was slowly turning into Stockton.
Yes.
And my brother lived there too.
And I left at a good time. So I moved here, bought a house in the garden tract. Realtor told me everyone wants to live in the garden tract.
Sight unseen. He bought it sight unseen.
Because it had garden in the name. It's like New Jersey, the garden state.
Yeah. He said it's close to shopping. It's close to everything. You want to be there. Great resale. This bought it sight unseen. Paid cash for the house.
Wow.
And moved here. So, and I knew I was gutting a house, going to rebuild it anyways. But I was looking for more location. It was what I was looking for. So I gutted the house, rebuilt it. After I got it rebuilt, I had this peach that decided to vacate my house. And I guess when I bought it, he left, and then he came back.
He was lurking in there before you were...
Before I bought it. And so...
You came in and remodeled it and messed up his whole deal.
I did. And he came in.
It was
and
my squatter's palace.
I was in Sacramento at a corporate meeting for work, and... my ADT alarm went off, and they notified me that someone was in my house. And I told them it was my birthday and not to worry about it.
Cause
it
had,
and I figured someone...
These are like the olden days. Now, none of this would happen now, right?
Correct. Correct. I figured we were going to have some friends over, and they were going to do a surprise birthday party is what I was thinking.
That's fantastic. What a great idea.
I was
what a nice boy you were, Michael.
I was optimistic about it. And anyways, we got talking. The ADT guy was wishing me a happy birthday. And before he left, he asked my password, and then he's like, what? I asked him what door
opened. Do your friends usually, trash your house? Is that could he see? Yeah. Could he see the
I
didn't know the cameras.
I just noticed the door opened. And so I asked him what door it opened. And he's like, your rear French doors. Well, at that point, I panicked. I'm like, get the police there now. And I was on my way home. And by the time I got there, he was already in handcuffs. And guy was, he redecorated my house, put chains in my washer, dryer, my freezer, tipped over my oven.
Tipped over your oven?
Tipped over my oven. He lit candles all around
the carpet.
He's
like a strong bad guy.
He's wild. They had to hold his head up in the mugshot because he couldn't hold his own head up.
But he could tip over a washing machine?
He was a doozy. Oh. So the police show up, RPD, and he tells the police, I live here. It's my house.
I was going to say he listed your address as his own.
And he slammed the door on the cop's face. And he's all, it's my house. Leave me alone. And the cop's like, okay. So the cops call me as I'm on the freeway
flying. They're like, hey, sir, are you inside your house doing drugs? Do you look like a maniac?
Are you sure you live here?
Yeah. And they asked, they're like, are you home? And I'm like, no, I'm on the freeway. And they're all, okay. Well, the person inside said that they live there. And I'm like, trust me, I'm not there. And anyways, he peed in my kitchen, peed up all over my cabinets.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Put some mud. He was bouncing on my bed and weird stuff. Broke my jacuzzi bathtub. And
how do you do that?
He had chains that he'd stolen.
Padlock?
He had padlocks and chains. And he'd stolen stuff from a lot of the neighborhood places.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Okay. And so he stole stuff from the neighborhood places and...
brought them all over to your house.
Brought them to my house. And then, anyways, he wouldn't come out. So the police finally were begging him, hey, get out. He said a couple of explicitives to them. And he basically hunkered down. Well, they threw tear gas in, I guess.
Oh, and your house turned into a war zone after that?
And I didn't see that portion of it. Then they let the dogs in.
Ooh.
After that, they went in with batons, and so I had...
What shampoo?
I had some blood. Besides the urine, I had blood a little bit all over, but he was fighting pretty good.
It's amazing when you let a whole pack of dogs in your house, but they weren't the ones that peed. That's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that was my good first Lord. Couple months into the community.
Welcome to Reading.
Yeah.
And then you get dragged by a car and wind up in the hospital. And have to,
yeah.
Wow.
And actually, a news cafe is a local newspaper in town. Did a great article on that. Guy's name was Nicholas Peternick, and he's broken into a lot of homes, and he was too incompetent to stand trial. So
he's coming to a home near someone else's.
You may never know.
So he never came back.
Isn't he like locked up in insane asylum or something?
I heard that.
We really need to get those back on operation.
Yeah, I've seen him walking on the streets. You never know where he's going to show up.
Well, it just goes to show, folks, it's alive and well out there.
And all you people who were bad behaviors at the town hall, see, there were some teachers from where? Teachers from Mountain Gate.
Mountain Gate.
Teachers from Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some principals there.
Yeah, so people recognized all of you and your screaming and yelling and craziness, so. And Karen's sister's getting a new dental hygienist, so. Your behavior has consequences.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thanks, you guys, for coming on in. Yeah, thanks for all your good
work.
Thanks
for being here.
Yeah.
Please support the effort if you live in Shasta County, the Shasta Support Service without the capital S on the end. Find them on Facebook, and I've got the link on the page for you.
Yeah.
We'll have the commercial links up shortly, and that is all. You've been listening to We the People Radio. Find us online, wethepeopleradio.us. KCNR 1460.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted